Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. I get up
and nothing gets me down. Welcome back to 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend John Harrison. The Reverend John Harrison, certified financial planner, author of Making Mammon Serve You, a biblical manual for money mastery. I don't know why I'm having so much trouble reading today. John Harrison, I need your website, please.
It's aspirefa.com.
Spell that.
It's aspirefa.com.
All right. So check that out, folks, and find his book wherever books are sold. John, you're doing a great job today. Talk to us about something that's on all of our minds right now. It's this attack in San Bernardino, California. Now, we've had other attacks. We've had other mass shootings. But this one is different, isn't it? Because this was a planned, coordinated, two people apparently swearing their allegiance to jihad. I don't think it's a lot different from the Nadal Hassan who attacked the soldiers at Fort Hood a few years ago.
Right.
But it is somewhat different because these people had bombs and I mean this was a real they were self radicalized apparently. This is on the minds of all of us, isn't it?
Yeah.
So if you let your mind wander a little bit, you could imagine these things popping up all over the place. What part of our, how much do we need to make adjustments in our financial planning just to prepare for that kind of thing in the age of terrorism?
I think a great way to think about it so that we don't become, you know, paranoid and depressed, because you could really, you know, send yourself into a tizzy thinking
right.
about all the horrible possibilities that might come to pass, and most things that we worry about don't, but it's San Bernardino was proof that sometimes these horrible things happen. And I like to see people approach it like they would approach preparing for something a bit more mundane that disrupts their life, like a big winter storm, or if you're in California, an earthquake, or things of that nature. Even in Brussels, when the attack happened in Paris, they were looking for people in Brussels, and they basically shut down that city for 5 days.
Right.
And people were essentially housebound. And so I tell people that emergency planning isn't what it used to be. You know, 10 years ago, a financial planner talking about emergency planning meant have 6 months' worth of your bills in the bank in case of an unexpected expense, and that's emergency planning. Now I think emergency planning has to be preparing for contingencies like the big storm, or like the government, you know, demanding that you shelter in place, or like a terrorist attack that we just had. And there's some things that I think everyone needs to do physically to get ready. And they're not hard things, they're common sense things. For instance, have a bug out kit. In fact, have two of them, one in your home, one in your car.
Say again?
A bug out kit
okay.
is essentially a duffel bag full of supplies that you could grab and would sustain you for a week if you needed.
Water, canned goods, a can opener, matches,
very importantly,
a sweater, a blanket, whatever.
Yeah, and a week's supply of your prescription meds. Almost, you know, one person in four in America is on a prescription drug of some kind.
Yeah.
Maybe you have high blood pressure or something. And it would be a problem if you were suddenly a week without your medication. And for people who can't get out or who, you know, you have to evacuate an area, you know, a
right.
forest fire in California.
See, when
like
I was
that.
In the military, every one of us had a bug out. We didn't call it that, but we had that under our bed because we had to be called out in a moment's notice to to go somewhere. So military people are used to that.
That's right, because there was no time to be gathering things.
Mm-hmm.
You had to be ready to go whenever they said go. And if you're at home, you know, besides food and water, perhaps a source of heat, have gas in your car. One of the things that always happens, I remember the famous pictures from the blizzard of 1978 in New England, where people were stuck in the traffic and their car simply ran out of gas on the highway and had to be abandoned and, you know, things of that nature. So, I mean, I try not to let my car have less than a half tank of gas in it ever.
Right.
And, it's, you know.
Well, that's pretty smart. What about, Of course, and then there's the other, the regular stuff like having a generator in case you need you're out of power or something like that. You know, and you know, I've really gone to the ultimate though on that, John. My fallout slash storm cellar in my house doubles as my wine cellar.
Aha!
So see, I'm prepared.
I like that.
So, John, good job today. Thanks for being here. Thanks for
my pleasure, for
providing some good information. Aspire, A-S-P-I-R-E, AspireFA.com is John's website. The book is called Making Mammon Serve You, John Harrison. Good job today. Come back soon.
I'll look forward to it.
We'll see you next time. John Harrison, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when John joined us. So we did. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to go sell something today. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.